Ben. Can you put it into words how that feels?
I think you can sort of see from the players' reactions as soon as the final whistle went, we were all just delighted and ecstatic. You know, a team hasn't won here for 12 fixtures, and you know, for us to come here is sort of this up and coming England. You know, we with a lot of critique on us and about not scoring tries, and we managed to pull out three in the game, and they're three good ones as well. So yeah, we're delighted, and obviously credit to the French. They put up a massive fight, and obviously a bit nail biting at the end when the drop goal just ducked under the crossbar. But you know, that's rugby at the end of the day, and obviously it makes it even better when you kick the ball out and you can feel the elation of the win.
That first half, there were times you sat almost like it was taking you back to November 2010, the game against Australia at Twickenham. I mean, it seemed that everything was clicking.
Yeah, I think we pride ourselves on every week getting better and better. And you know, we used the week off again very productively. We worked on our attack and defence and areas that we knew we were going to target the French in, and we put that to effect today. I think the tempo of the game we played at in the first 20 minutes when we got those two early scores set the marker in. And obviously it's very tough for an international side to sort of claw their way back in. But you know, credit to the French, because they managed to do that with their kicking game, and they kicked their penalties and took their opportunities and points when they could. But you know, I think we deserved it today.
That 7 or 8 minute spell, when you say when Manu goes over and then you go over, I mean, everyone was sort of looking around the press box at each other thinking, there could be something special happening here.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, it's a good buzz on the field as well, and it sort of gives you that, you know, that confidence on the field to do things, because things were coming off for us. But you know, obviously we're playing against a very good French outfit, and obviously, you know, you're never going to, you know, run over a side like that playing in their own backyard. And so we knew that there was going to be a comeback and the momentum was going to swing, but we managed to hold off, and then, you know, Crofty managed to scurry over in the corner, could have fed me for my second, but you know, I let him off because he managed to finish it. So
but for all the attacking side, key is probably as much as anything else was actually the 10 minutes when Charlie's off the field, you don't concede a single point.
Yeah, it was huge for us. We needed to dig deep, and we knew we had to sort of, you know, you have to suck the tempo out of the game and slow everything up and you know, use the time effectively, and that's what we did. And obviously, you know, when you're down to 40 men, you're sort of starved of the ball, so our defence has to pick up, and there was a lot of last-ditch tackles, and it just showed the attitude, though, of our players, you know, like Coley making a last-ditch tackle on Fofana and him knocking the ball on and that sort of thing. You know, it just shows the mentality that we have as a squad, that we're willing to work hard for each other and especially in defence.
That's the sort of performance that gets coaches jobs full time.
Well, one can hope. You know, Stuart's done a terrific job since taking over the reins, and you know, we'd love to have him at the head. And you know, all we can do is keep performing, and he can keep steering the ship. And hopefully, we've got a lot to come from this England team.
Personally, Ben, defensively as well, you got involved with one key tackle on Fofana as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I sort of slowed him up. Our,